Hello, I'm Dr. John Cook. I'm so glad you joined us today as we continue our series on Just a Thought on the book of Revelation. We'll get into our study right after this. We now join in progress, part 5 of 8 in our study. Now look at Revelation chapter 3 and verse 9. And we read, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee." The Lord speaks now of someone or some people that claim to be Jews, but they were liars. This isn't the first time we've seen them. They showed up in the church in Smyrna to begin with. It is in the Philadelphia church age that Protestant churches began to claim that God was through with Israel for all time. This they brought out of Rome in Rome's doctrine. They said God is finished with Israel for all time. Then they made the promises made to Israel in the scripture. They applied them to the church, saying that the church now had those promises. That's a lie. Just like those that said they were Jews are liars. This was also the time when the teaching that the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are the same thing. And again, that's not true. They're not the same. It's plain they're not the same. As someone has once said, things that are different are not the same, and things that are spelled different certainly are not the same. The kingdom of God is spiritual. The kingdom of heaven is physical. Jesus said the kingdom of God was with man. The kingdom of heaven is when Jesus rules on the throne of his father David in Jerusalem. Then will the kingdom of heaven become down to earth. God says of those in the church in Philadelphia that claim to be Jews that they were liars and were of the synagogue of Satan. Now that shows us something. That shows us that the devil is a counterfeiter. He only copies what the Lord does. The synagogue of Satan sets forth the truth that the devil has churches in this world, just like the Lord has his churches in this world. The devil's churches are full of lies and deception. And like the devil, his ministers try to present themselves as angels of light. That's what we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 14. Listen to it. "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." It is during this church age that the postmillennial doctrines came to be taught, stealing the promises from Israel, making them apply to the church. The doctrine is still being taught today. Some of the religious crowd claim that Israel has no right to the land that God gave them. In fact, the Pope said it would be immoral to give them that land, though God has already given them that land, and one day is going to see to it that they have every square inch he promised them. They say that it's wrong to give that land to Israel, but they are liars. The Lord calls these that lay this claim to being Jews, that they're not Jews, but they are liars. God is not through with Israel. He has only set them aside temporarily. He has turned to the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name's sake. God will most certainly keep every promise that he made to Israel in God's time. Today, The world thinks the Lord's people to be of no value. But the day is coming when the Lord will present us as his own. And then this world will see the value of being born again, of being a born again child of God. In fact, the Lord says he is going to make these false Jews to bow at the feet of his children. And then shall they know the Savior's love for his own.